Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Dettillier here with Greg Stock. We're at the Manning Passing Academy, 25-year anniversary of Manning. Greg, first of all, great to have you here with us. Thibodeau Regional has been such a major part of the Manning Passing Academy. We've got over 1,200 kids here from all over the country. But the unsung heroes here, certainly what you've done along with Thibodeau Regional behind the scenes, but it's the athletic trainers that work these camps, especially Manning. You don't have a connection to these young men. And they're always a little bit leery of somebody they don't know. But you have been able to make it work along with the athletic trainers. First of all, we can't thank you enough for what you've done to help out, and also the athletic trainers that, Larry D'Antoni's done a great job working with.
Yeah, well, it's a great privilege to be part of it. It's a very high-level camp. We have other camps in this town that you're aware of, like the Lineman's Camp that's one of the biggest, or the biggest in the United States. But the Manning Passing Academy brings in these high-level performers and many others. I think there's around 1,300 again this year, and now it's been going on, as you said, for 25 years, and it's been our privilege to be part of it from way back, 15, 20 years ago. But the trainers, we'll furnish about 80 trainers to this camp. There's a lot of work that's done before, during, and even after. But, hydration, when there are injuries, evaluation of those injuries, some things that can be done right there, and then if necessary, we have a group of orthopedic surgeons, Ortho LA, that we work closely with. Three of those guys are specially trained in sports medicine. We're able to access them. But there's other things today that can play into this, like COVID, and does play into it. And we've screened thousands of people for COVID. We have now the capability of doing rapid testing. We can do that where somebody exhibits signs and symptoms of COVID. And, COVID's hanging in there, unfortunately. It's there. And we want to be sure that we pay attention to that. But Archie's been such a great guy to work with. The people that work for him have been great to work with. It's been a great cooperative endeavor, shall I call it. Larry D'Antoni, our lead trainer, gets along well with them. They work like clockwork, and I think it's a very important part of creating a great experience for those campers that come in here, the 50 college quarterbacks and so on that come here, and they have a great experience here. It's certainly the education they get from the Mannings and others is kind of irreplaceable, but having that support and that foundation around trainers is also a very important matter.
Yeah, I always think about that because, when you go to a college or a high school, even at a professional level, you know the athletic trainer. You know the head trainer. You know the medical staff. When you're here for a 4 or 5 day camp, you don't know any of them. So you got to put great trust. And also, too, mom and dad, they're putting the trust of their young man in your hands if something goes wrong. And sometimes you don't know their entire medical history, which that part is always a little bit sketchy, you know, because they're supposed to fill out the form and give as much information as they can. But for a lot of them, they don't want you to know about if they maybe have an asthmatic condition or maybe a diabetes or something like that, that really they should tell you about. And so you've having to deal with that, the athletic trainers. Yeah.
So the competence of the trainers, I would call it that, is of great importance. And over time, we're very careful about who we hire around here. That includes our trainers. And I think the group we have right now, for example, are very skilled. They're very smart. They're grounded. You talk to them. You don't get any funny stuff. You don't get any weird vibrations. They're very grounded and very knowledgeable. So the other people that we bring in to help us with this, that's what we're after in those people as well. And we monitor that very closely. And we'll intervene if we think something's not quite right. So we try to do a professional job. We really, really do. And I think the communication is very good. It's all business friendly, but all business. And we want to keep it on that level.
One of the things, too, is a lot of people have been in heat. Man, this ain't Tahiti. You know, when you come into Thibodeau in July, you know, you're not, you know, on vacation. You want to be here in the humidity, and keeping them hydrated, I think, is the biggest part of it. Because, you know, kids are kids. You know, we remember growing up, man, you stayed outside.
Yes.
In today's world, they playing with a cell phone and a computer inside.
Yeah.
And it's a different world. And so being observant, I think, is it's like listening. It's the one trait you better have if you're an athletic trainer.
I agree with that. Totally agree with that. And they're constantly screening. It might look like they're not really doing anything in certain instances, but they are. And that awareness and also taking note of certain things that might play out later, not at that moment, but play out later as the temperatures rise and the heat can overtake people very quickly. If you're from North Bend, Indiana, and you come down here, I know they have some humidity up there, but it's not like it is here.
Like that humidity in Louisiana is all I know.
It's a different deal, as you say, and you see it. You can, even a non-person that's not trained can see the red face and all that at times. But again, I think we've managed those things working with the Manning Passing Academy personnel, their lead trainers, and so forth. And we get a lot of positive feedback, Mike, from them, starting with Archie, but also his other people after these camps. And we're interested in that feedback. We want to know how we can sustain, you know, a high-level service or how we can improve.
One of the things looking right across the field now is you guys started in December, phase two of the Wellness Center, where you got a lot of things going at one time. So for the people who haven't passed down here and down in South Louisiana, kind of a little bit of an explanation of the things that are happening here with beach volleyball courts that are being built. You're going to have a running field, full football field. And so kind of tell everybody a little bit about that part, because that, unless you're down here, you really don't. But all you got to do is turn around now and you can see it. The construction going on.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited about it. Very excited about it. It's phase two of our wellness/sports medicine center. Our first center was up and running now. The years go by quickly, 4.5 years. It's crazy. 350,000 visits a year just to the fitness part. That doesn't include all the athletic events and things that we hold there, the training that we do for young athletes, like recently, a lot of training for high school age volleyball players and some younger. And so up and coming is beach volleyball. That's no question about it. Intercollegiate sport, and a lot of interest in the community in the area about it. So we're building 12 of those. Everything we're building over there right now are NCAA standards. I found out that there's They're almost worse than Medicare regulations. But anyway, you know, how, what is the wind speed and which direction? This is for the tennis course. And we need 3 years of data and so forth. To but 12 tennis courts, 12 sand volleyball courts, an NCAA standard field where we can do track and field events, a turf field that's marked for soccer and football. And so we, you know, there's lots of things that I think the public, the community is really going to love when they see this. And it's bigger than you think. You can drive by on Bowie Road and see all the equipment and stuff out there right now. It's kind of muddy out there right now. But
it's muddy everywhere today.
It's wet. But I think when they're finished, when they finish building it, which is projected to be February, the community's going to like it. Now, these are, for us, for me, these are our gifts to the community. I feel like we owe it to the community and that we can make a difference in the health and welfare of the community and a place where young people can go. You know, that's a big deal. There's not enough of those places where young people can go and play basketball or throw a ball around or run or play tennis or sand volleyball. We need those places, the infrastructure for our youth. You walk in our wellness center in the basketball area last night, there were 30 or 40 young men in there playing pickup basketball. So, you know, we expect all of that to continue and grow. When we're done with that, you know, we're looking at other things. But we're very excited about it. I think that people are going to love it.
Greg, one of the things we're going to finish it off with is we have the new cancer center being built here at Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. In every one of our lives, you know, people that are listening on the radio, we've all been touched one way or another with cancer, either with friends, our family, people we've worked with, and they've done remarkable work in the treatment of cancer today that, you know, when we were growing up, you had it. You didn't have a good chance to survive. I think about my mom had colon cancer when she was 26 years old.
Wow.
She got about a 15% chance to live. She passed away last year at 88 years old. Yeah. And, you know, that was due to...
She beat the odds.
She beat the odds on it. Today, you know, you get a much better shot. So a little bit about the new cancer center and kind of the origin of this, of why now? In the midst of COVID, they all feel sort of really taking a big hit. You guys decided to do that here.
That cancer center is my idea, and it's fortunately supported by the board and everybody. But it's also the work of a lot of people over a period of, I've been here 31 years, and we originally in the 90s were interested in cancer. We really didn't have any cancer services. We built a cancer center, recruited the doctors, the staff, acquired the technology, and it's grown over the years. It grew 20% last year, our cancer services. But there's factors driving that, Mike. Looking into the future, the aging of our country is one, including this area. The older you get, the more likely you are to have cancer. What you just said, that people are surviving. They are surviving. Their survival rates have improved. But their treatments go with that. That doesn't mean all the treatments go away. You just do the treatments and you're done. It can also mean that you'll be back having other, more treatments along the way, along your pathway before you, you know, come to the end. And so when you take all of those factors into account, I sat down with some of our people and did the projections, ran the numbers, kept thinking about it. And we thought we could do it. And so what you're going to see by November 1st is, end of October, it's a 4.5-story, 90,000-square-foot cancer center, state-of-the-art. The radiation oncology piece of it is very much state-of-the-art, and so is the medical oncology piece. That's the chemotherapy and all those kind of treatments. But it will be a environment I think that people really like. It's difficult to design and build a building that doesn't look overdone. in my opinion, but yet looks state of the art. It doesn't look like, well, they just got by building this building. And just a tiny bit of insight, if you go look at the St. Joseph Co-Cathedral downtown Thibodaux, you'll see some similarities in this cancer center. I brought the architects down there and showed them that building, the arches and the roof and so on, and the lines of the building on the exterior. You go inside the building, you're going to see an atrium that goes all the way up. It's flooded with natural light. The treatment areas are flooded with natural light and so on. So there's a huge attention to detail. These guys that are building the building, there's a number of people involved, but this is a comment of one of their main guys the other day. You only build a building like this once in a lifetime. So, you know, we're going to invite everybody to come. We hope everybody comes and sees it before we occupy it. I'm serious about that. And we're going to go to great lengths to try to make sure people can come in the building for the reason you mentioned. We don't have cancer in our family today, but put it in your book, it's going to happen. And when that happens, where do you want to go for your treatment? You know, aside from the building or the quality of the cancer treatment services, what you want them to be, and so on. And here's the bottom line with places like this. We can treat 90-95% of all cancers right here and get as good or better outcomes. There are cancer cases that need to go somewhere else. They need to go somewhere else. But the less travel, less cost, less hassle factor for families, if you can get your care, use an old phrase, close to home.
Comfort.
You know, just take the emotional piece.
Yeah.
I'm here on the bayou. I wasn't raised here. Everybody knows that. But people here walk in a building like this on the bayou. They're at home. And it feels different than it does in some faraway place. Far away can be New Orleans.
For them, that is far away for
some
people.
You know what I mean? So that is what we're trying to do, and we're excited to be able to get it done in the next few months.
Well, we'll be monitoring everything and keeping everybody abreast on it. One last question. Growing up, sports star you admired.
What? Say the question again.
I said, growing up,
yes.
A sports star you admired. And don't tell me Archie, because he always makes fun of me. You shouldn't say that with
That's
the color
question.
Of your hair.
That's a really good question. Now, I was kind of a basketball fan. And I was raised on a ranch, and my dad wasn't really an athletic. I mean, he was actually, he's pretty athletic, but he, not in my mother's family, were really pretty good athletes, semi-pro golfers and great basketball players, and they played everything. But I don't know, I think back on watching them on a little bit of those old TVs, you know, I can't even think of their names now. Who were the two giant guys, the tallest?
Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain?
Yes, those two. I can remember watching them play against each other. And Russell was a great defensive player, right?
Sure was. And what was the offense?
I got all excited. I can still remember the feeling watching those two dudes play basketball, man. They could really get after it. That's one of the memories I have of childhood.
Wilt didn't get all the titles. No. Russell got all the titles, yeah. So he's remembered a little bit differently. And listen, that matters today. That's why Brady's considered the GOAT. That's why he's considered with all those Super Bowl rings. Greg, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And, Manning's been a big part, certainly, of they could do this anywhere in the country.
Yes, they could.
And decide to do it here in Thibodaux, but also to you guys could do something else, but you really invested not only in the camps here, if it's Pro Football Combine, Louisiana Line Camp, Manning, but also into children's workout facilities,
yep.
Which some of them look like they were there when I was a kid, and you put some money into it, and quite a bit of money. And so, man, we can't thank you enough for what you do.
Thank you, Mike. You're a great guy to bring these things forward and explain them and articulate them, and your knowledge is amazing to me. And it's just a privilege for us to be part of the whole thing.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Greg.
You might have.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.